Fisher back to pass. Argos bring some pressure up the middle. They're going to chase him out of the pocket. Lunchtime. Aiden Sweat all over him. John McMullen meets him at the quarterback. It's a big sack. It's back into McKendry territory. The Argos force it over on downs. Fisher back to pass. Pressure coming. Sweat's going to get him. Takes him to the ground. Aiden Sweat there. John McMullen right behind him. Jake Dorn, too. Three Argos meet at the quarterback. Fisher back to pass on the next down. Argos are coming to get him. They hit him. Ball is floated. If somebody can turn around, they got an interception, and they do. Picked off at the inside the 10-yard line. And McKendry fans trying to get back into this game a little bit. Time running out. There's a jump. It's a free play. John Giles catches it over here outside the 30, goes up the sideline, pulls a defender, stays on his feet. John Giles has got a blocker. He's got Caden Leggett. He's going to go all the way for the touchdown. John Giles scores again.
Sack for loss, interception, 77-yard touchdown. I think that's a pretty good summary of the 35-3 blowout of McKendry University by UWF in Lebanon, Illinois over the weekend. Joining us now, we have the communications director for the UWF Argos Athletic Department, Brian Henry. Brian, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for having me. It's good to be back.
What did we wind up with? Seven sacks for a loss. Is that right?
Yeah, I think seven sacks and then 12 tackles for loss.
Oh, my God.
Real close. The school records were 9 and 14, so there's still room for improvement.
Yeah, 35-3, there's room for improvement. Now, obviously on the defense, unbelievable work. I mean, the defense is ridiculous this year. That's six combined points in two games. Is that right?
It is, and zero touchdowns.
Wow, yep. That's phenomenal. On the offensive side, things I would say are we still have the big weapons. We still have a lot of receivers. What was it, eight receivers? There's something crazy, ridiculous like that in the game.
Yeah, it's usually most road games they'll travel 10 receivers. And so, yeah, 6 to 8 will get catches. A couple we've thrown to the running back a lot more this year. We've thrown to the tight end both games. I mean, that's not – the plays were there last in previous times, but – they didn't always call them. This time they're calling that play.
And so, I mean, the offense has its capability, but I also saw a lot of fourth downs. And, yes, we converted a fourth down here, converted a fourth down there. Trick play. I can't believe we ran a fake punt on McKendry up up 28-3.
I was a little curious myself. That's why I asked Coach Nobles about it, and he said that Coach Remsick said, yeah, let's try it, and they went for it, and it worked. It just was the holding call downfield. But,
yeah.
Good to know we've got that excitement.
But, yeah, no, and I love that he said we're not saving any trick plays for later. We're just learning how to do our stuff, and we'll do our stuff when it's appropriate. But the offense did seem to have some struggles and penalties. Oh, my God, the penalties.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you don't want that to be a recurring theme, but unfortunately – the first game, it was a lot of dead ball penalties and personal foul, like celebrations, unsportsmanlike conduct. This one, there were a handful of holding calls. And that's, the offensive line, is as good as they are, they're not as deep probably as they've been in the past. But it's, and I know you don't have time, but it's just going to take some time and practice for them to work on that. And you don't really get a breather next week against FAMU, and then the week after that against West Georgia. So, I mean, you got to learn now and get it under control.
So this is something that obviously the game against FAMU is going to be a bigger deal. This is a Division I team. You know, they're not the top of Division I, but they're certainly, you know, they're no Division II team at all. How are we looking for this weekend?
I mean, we're a little banged up. The Will Breland and Nathan Sweat both had injuries at points in the game, so hopefully they're able to come back this week. Cody Lowe has been out the first couple of games, and they haven't rushed him back because they knew they didn't need him for these first two on the defensive side of the ball. It's football's a physical game. You're going to have injuries, so you just got to play through them sometimes and play in pain. And Florida A&M's going to be the toughest team we play all year, probably. They're ranked 21st in the FCS level. Um, they they hung with South Florida this last weekend. They lost by 10 or 14, 30. I think it was 34 to 24, 38 to 24.
Oh, I think I said UCF. I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me.
Yeah, they've beaten Jackson State and South Florida in their two games. And so, I mean, it'll be a tough game. I mean, they've got more scholarships, more money, bigger budget. That's why they play at that level. So it's just a chance for us to prove ourselves against them.
How I think you might have mentioned, I might have, my ear might have blinked for a second, but Will Breland was injured in this game. How's he looking?
It was a high ankle, lower leg. I think we just took the helmet to the low shin area or whatever.
Okay.
And so it's just a matter of ice and see how his body responds. I'm sure it's one of those where he probably won't practice for a few days while they evaluate and let him get back to 100%, because you need your legs when you're going to run and drive and try to tackle people. So hopefully he's good to go. I mean, he's kind of the leader of that defense. And so you don't want to lose somebody that's been around for 2 years and knows everything to do about UWF football.
Right, right. Other sports, we've got volleyball coming up this weekend?
Yeah, volleyball hosts their walk-on UWF Invitational this weekend. They just got back from their annual trip to Denver for the Colorado Premier Challenge, and they played three top 15 teams. We went 1-3, but they were competitive. They were placed into the highest bracket, playing for like the overall championship, not bracket B or C. And so it's another loaded Melissa Walter volleyball program. So they've got, they only play three matches on the weekend, but they've got, there's five on Friday and, or four on Friday and five on Saturday. So there is plenty of volleyball to watch at the UWF Fieldhouse on campus this week.
And always a party, always a fun environment, certainly with an always competitive UWF Lady Argos volleyball team. Brian Henry is the UWF Argos Director of Athletic Communications. Brian, as always, thank you for the time. Thanks for the information, and go Argos.
Go Argos, Andrew.
All right, sir. 646 on News Radio 92.3. By the way, you can always listen to the Argos games on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, AM 1330 and FM 99.1. That's how I listen to the games, and it's always a good time.